In Abilene?
Yeah.
It means a lot, you know. Keep in touch with a lot of people there. I always say that Abilene's kind of the biggest small town in America. You know, it's still got three colleges, over 100,000 people, but, you know, anywhere you go, you're going to see somebody you know, and, you know, the mom network is in full effect. You know, so you're always being watched by somebody. So, you know, I love Abilene. I love going back. I have a lot of friends still there. And, you know, it means a lot. The school, obviously, the coaches I had there were great, and still keep in touch with a lot of them. And they're still there, which is, you know, something you don't see very, very often. So I go back and visit anytime I can. And, you know, even every time I go back, I usually play golf with, you know, some of the coaches, some of the friends that I've been with.
Looking back, do you understand more now some of the things that your coaches helped you develop and understand and those kind of things that kind of set you on this path?
Yeah, I still use quotes from my head coach. You know, he was a cliche guy, or as far as used a lot of cliches. So I'm sure I've used them with you guys before, and I'm sure I'll use them again. So that's a lot of life lessons, you know, learned through football, especially in high school. But, yeah, I appreciate those guys and what they did. And I definitely look back and, you know, realize more and more every day how blessed I was to have the family and just community support that, you know, I had. Yeah, I really haven't had a choice. You know, it's kind of stuck with me the entire way. Coming out of high school, coming out of college, you know, pretty similar story. So, you know, I think, you know, it's like I've said before, it's not the ultimate motivation for me, but, you know, playing with a chip on my shoulder, I think, has always helped me get a little bit of an edge that, you know, most people get. And that's how I've always been. I've always tried to you know, play with something to prove, and you know, every time I go out, be the same guy, and know that nothing's ever been handed to me. I have to go earn everything I get with hard work, and you know, being the best I can be every you know, every play, every snap.
What have you learned since the debut? The time I know you spent looking at the tape and breaking everything down. How beneficial has that been?
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you. Just you know, sitting here right now, what all I've learned. I mean, it's been exponential as far as the growth over the last 2 weeks, and you know, even during the game, you know, so even game reps, I think is learning experience for me. Just learning not only what defenses are, but just our own offense and our own players, and getting timing and syncing up with receivers and tight ends and running backs, and even offensive line with protections. So you know, I couldn't tell you one specific thing that's been more than another, or you know, really just give you a list, because it's it could go on and on.
Chase, we're both you and Andrew both in your second year and, you know, starting preseason, but after that there's a lot of differences between y'all's paths. Can you kind of talk about the different paths that you had compared to them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that, you know, he had a lot of different things go on, you know, as far as coming out of high school, I guess. And, you know, I'm not real familiar with the story. Obviously, you know, he was – everybody was talking about him coming out in the draft, and you know, he's obviously a very talented player, and got a lot of respect for him and what he's been able to do coming out of the gate, and very talented quarterback, not only leader, but just physical skills as far as throwing the ball and moving in the pocket and being able to run too. So you know, somebody that you watch and learn from. Definitely anybody that's you know, playing like he can play and like he has played. Somebody you can learn from. I've had a lot of coaches that have been a tremendous part of my life, and Coach Sumlin is definitely one of those guys. You know, just the other coaches that he brought into place, and just the impact he had on me. You know, off the field, you know, first of all, just you know, being the leader and being the person that he was. You know, his wife, for my, you know, being there supporting me and my wife, you know, as we were there our last couple years. So, you know, I'm absolutely pumped for all the success that he's had, and always watch those guys whenever I get a chance to. So, yeah, he's meant a lot to me, though, you know, and more than just on the football field.
Chase,
Can you talk about where you are this week as opposed to where you were, how you felt 2 weeks ago going in the Casey game? Is there a difference in how you feel at this point in the week than you felt 2 weeks ago when you were doing the first start?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say there's a lot less unknown. I hadn't even dressed out for a game before last week, and now I kind of, I know more about even like pregame, schedule as far as when to go out, what's happening there, to in game, just how the kind of the swing of the game goes, how the rhythm, goes, and just the sideline operation to on the field stuff too. So there's a lot more that I feel comfortable with going through this week, and just preparing as the starter has been a big help too.
Case, a couple days ago, Arian Foster touched on a conversation that you guys had both on the practice squad now on the year both past. Can you elaborate kind of on what you guys were chatting about a little bit?
We've had a lot of conversations, so I don't know, which.
He was bringing one up in particular. Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I remember that conversation, and something I'm gonna want to have more conversations with him about. But he's somebody that that everybody can look up to, and just the path that he's blazed and the path that he's still on, because I don't think he's satisfied with where he's at and where he's what he's done. So and obviously he's done a whole lot, and. I think having that hunger and that drive that he has is, something that you can model after. I think definitely something that, I'm looking to.
You guys weren't at full strength at running back for a lot of the second half of the last game. Depending on who goes this week, looks like you will be. How's that going to help what you guys do as far as schemes and what you do as a quarterback?
Yeah, it's going to help. It's going to help a lot. I think especially our offense, we base out of the run game, and last week when I turn around and hand the ball off to Greg Jones, kind of surprised me that he was back there, he obviously did a great job coming in and filling a spot for us that we needed to. So I thought all our backs battled hard last week, and having a few more on the depth chart will be I think it take the pressure off guys of trying to push themselves a little too far, but. I feel confident in all those guys, and I think that they're going to do a great job. The new guys picking up the system, because a lot of them have been here before and being ready to go. So, I think that it'll definitely help, all aspects of the game, because I think that's, kind of our foundation is being able to run the ball.
If you were, if you were, I think everybody kind of knows this, like you weren't drafted, and you were drafted number one overall. Have you reflected a little bit on kind of the irony of this meeting on Sunday night? You're getting 0-0 now.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought of it until you just said that, but I guess that's kind of neat, but I think that's kind of the cool thing about this league is after it's all said and done, it's about football, and it's not about, all the externals that come with it, the whole draft and all that stuff, and, everything that comes down, off the field as far as the business side, because when the whistle blows and, that ball snaps, it's just football, and it's who can block and tackle and complete passes and make first downs and turn them into touchdowns. So, drafted first overall or, undrafted, I think, it's kind of all put to the side when it comes down to it.
You said you guys crossed paths a couple times. Any thoughts on conversations there?
Yeah, no, we met at the Manning camp and a few other places, just, different pre-draft and, college shows, award shows, and stuff. So, one of the best guys I know, as far as that tour that we go on before all that stuff. So, and obviously just the player he is. But I think he's a really good guy off the field. So I've got a lot of respect for not only him as a player, but what he does and who he stands for as a person. I don't remember. I've slept since then, so. Yeah, it's been a while.
How much are you looking forward to, after you play your first game on the road and kind of a environment, be at home and be in prime time?
I'm very excited, for both of those things. you know, playing at home probably more so. You know, I played a lot of football here in Houston, and you know, it seems like each time is more special than the last, and this one's definitely going to be really special. So, you know, I've always been really proud to wear, you know, the name of you know, our city, Houston, on the front of my jersey for a long time now, and I think playing in the city here, and especially in front of our crowd, I think it's going to be really special. A lot more. It seems like more every week, but it's a good. It's not a problem. It's an inconvenience. It's a good one to have. You know, I'm not going to be able to get tickets for everybody, so I'm not sure. I'm sure there's more that that I don't even know about. Well, I think, you know, obviously I'm, you know, I'm very excited that everybody's, you know, behind me and excited. You know, I'm more excited than everybody else, though. So there's none more excited than me. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do my absolute best, you know, and I've worked every day for a long time. You know, it's not just the last couple of weeks for an opportunity like this. So, you know, I have no reason not to go out there and do my absolute best. So. But it does feel good that, you know, I've got the support of a lot of fans, you know, and some even not Houston Cougars. So it's nice that, you know, we're converting a lot of Houstonians.
Thanks, kid.
Cool. Okay.